I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so Lil Jess, who's going to play the game with us?
Brooks the Fish from Spring Valley.
Oh, honestly, he could. No, this could be a tough competitor on this. And I think, maybe, possibly. Right. What's up, Fish?
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. By the way, he is the present number one in the P1 Power Rankings.
Yes, he is.
Which you can find at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. We actually rank our most, I don't even know what.
Loyal listeners?
Loyal, active.
Dedicated.
All of that.
Biggest fan.
All of those things. Ooh, that just seems.
I know, the word fans bothers me too.
Yeah, even, it was funny when the situation got out of prison. I was like, we'd like to thank our friends and family and all of our fans. And I was like, ew.
It sounds pretentious. No, it sounds
pretentious. Yeah. It does. Okay, so here's the thing. We're giving away Aerosmith tickets for the for Spence's challenge here in a minute. And do you remember what you said the other day about Aerosmith? I said it may seem weird that we're giving away Aerosmith tickets for the for the prize for the residency.
Yeah.
And I went, because, you know, it's not like we're exactly like, hey, the greatest hits of the 70s and 80s. It's a seven-song superset, a rock block weekend. It might be weird that we would do the Aerosmith thing.
Yeah.
But Aerosmith is kind of one of those things where it kind of covers all bases and generations and stuff like that. And do you remember what you said about Aerosmith and Aerosmith's music?
I said you'd be shocked at how many Aerosmith songs you actually know, even if you're not a fan of Aerosmith.
Well, then let's play the game. Joe Perry, the guitarist of Aerosmith. It was his birthday on, what day was September 10th? Monday?
Tuesday.
No, it was his.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Whatever day September 10th was. That was his birthday. And so I have here Aerosmith guitar hooks. What's your buzzer, Kayla?
Yeah.
You should be the one that should crush this game.
I know. I'm bad at titles, but I know songs.
I'll let
I know
you get
lyrics.
Close. I'll let you get close. Spence.
Zoinks!
I like that. You
it's the 50th it anniversary of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, good for you. I love that. Lil Jess, you're
buzzing. Yeah!
Okay, and Fish.
Fish on.
Excellent. Okay, here is your first guitar lick. Name the Aerosmith song. Spence.
Yeah.
Dream On.
Damn it.
Dream On.
She's so mad about it.
It's my favorite part. Okay, you have to let this one fit it because I don't know where it ends. So. Yes, Dream On. That was it. Here's the second one. Thanks. Oh. Spence.
Dude looks like a lady.
Incorrect,
oh,
sir.
Oh, I know
incorrect.
It is.
You suck.
I know it. I know what it is now.
Do you know it? Do you know it? Anybody else?
Thanks.
No, you don't get to play again.
One thing you don't guess because I know it now.
I can't remember the name.
Sing it.
I'd have to hear the whole thing to sing along with it. So
you know what? You've got a lot of rules. I'm just saying.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No, we know that one.
Is it, dude?
No. Ugh. I know what it is. Can
you
I
know
say
this
now?
One? Spence,
walk this way.
Walk this way. He was right, but he still only has one. Fish, does your buzzer work?
Yeah. I can't buzz in. Spence keeps beat me to it.
All right, fair enough.
Loser.
Well, even after he screws it up, then you can buzz in afterwards. All right, okay. So still one zip, Spence. Here's the next one.
Oh, geez, I can't think what that is.
Hang on. Let me go back to it. I should have separated these. You don't remember that one?
I can't remember it.
That's one of their biggest hits of all time.
Yeah. Your dad, dude looks like a lady.
By the way, your dad is writing you out of the will right now.
I don't know titles. This
is
a problem.
If we ever do Freebird 105, remember that? Butt Crack Rock. That's what we're going to do. Kayla's dad wants to finance us to build our own radio station in Central Florida. And it's going to be all those kind of songs, and we're going to call it Freebird 105, Butt Crack Rock. Okay, Freebird 105.
Play
no,
one more.
I got
Spence
it.
Wants
got
a
it.
Shot.
Sweet Emotion.
Sweet Emotion, maybe the biggest song ever for Aerosmith. Two for Spence. Spence.
Dude looks like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady. Spence gets it again. Honestly, after this, we're going to call your father and you get to tell him how you failed.
He plays this game with me all the time when we're visiting them in Florida. He plays this game every single time. I go, I don't know what you want from me. AC/DC. There you go. Like, I'm so bad about that, but I know all these songs. I can sing the lyrics. I just don't know the titles.
We are ruining Kayla's day right now.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
You were raised on it. It's amazing. You forgot what he taught you.
This one's harder. Hang on. Not yet. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Fish on.
Crying?
No. Crying slower than that. Yeah. Kayla.
Janie's got a gun.
Janie's got a gun. Ooh. Kayla's on the board.
That was pretty good pull.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
That one's a hard one.
I didn't know what that
was. Let's try this one.
I got this one. Oh, I know this.
That's not your buzzer.
That's not your buzzer.
No, I know. I don't know.
Anybody?
Zoinks!
Nope.
Spence.
Armageddon it.
That's Def Leppard. Don't.
Not.
Shut up, dummy.
That's I just wanted to say Armageddon it.
I just wanted to have the one that said shut up, dummy.
Okay. That's why maybe I like that.
Okay, I think there's one more, but it's super short. I don't know what that is. Hang on, let's go. Let's roll that back a little bit.
I don't know that.
That's back in the saddle. Anyway, secret game.
Secret game.
with all the Aerosmith licks. And we will Fish, enjoy yet another Chet Buchanan Show shirt. It's an exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. It's
Spencer's
Song.
On
the week. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Spence.
Unfortunately, we all know this woman. We've encountered her all over the world. Her name is Karen. Oh, Karen, you're being unfair and rude. That kid Darren, it's his first day at the Jamba Juice.
Okay.
You don't get your way, and then you say, wait till you read my Yelp review. Oh, Karen, don't be her, as she screams for the manager. Oh, Karen, everybody's staring at you. You know, Darren's doing the best he can do. You lose your mind. People standing in line have their camera phones pointed at you. Oh, Karen, try and remain calm. She just dropped another F-bomb. You throw a fit and lose your shh. Darren's called the cops on you. You go racist and swing your fist. Now you're a star on the YouTubes.
Is that bad?
Oh, Karen, can you hear the sirens blaring? You're through. You keep swearing while the stun gun convulses you. Oh, Karen.
Does it get that bad? Does it really get to that? I always thought it stopped at Yelp review. That's Spence's song of the week.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5 KLUC. I don't know why I'm so confused right now. All of a sudden, I was like, what's happening? Oh, wait, we're giving away the tickets. That's what we're doing. I actually left the last one. Who was that last winner? Jennifer Walsh won tickets about 45 minutes ago, and I just kind of left her hanging. We had a bunch of stuff. Well, we had a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing Kayla's Show this SmackDown and whatnot. Who, Lil Jess, who's this one?
Crystal Moeller from the East Side.
Hey, that's you.
Hey.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. You have no idea.
Right?
Oh, my God. I'm shaking.
What do you normally do on New Year's Eve?
Nothing. This will be the first year, and I think my husband will be with me this year, too, he's coming from a whole different country, so it'll be like awesome.
That's fun.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like I usually spend New Year's Eve with my boyfriend. I just didn't know what you meant by that. You're like, oh, my husband will be with me. I was like, okay, this is getting...
What does your New Year's normally look like?
I was like, you know we're on the radio right now while you're telling all your dirty laundry. I'm like, wait a minute. It doesn't matter. That's great. So, okay, so what's the deal? So where's your husband coming from?
He's coming from Algeria. So he'll actually be here in October. And like Maroon 5 is like his favorite band from America. So like it's amazing. It's the best thing ever.
Okay. So then you know there's plenty of questions. So why is he in Algeria?
He's actually born and raised there.
He's an Algerian.
He's an Algerian, yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Okay, so he's in Algeria, you're here. Are you married on the internet?
No. Because to be able to get a visa, you have to actually, like, meet in person. Yeah. I actually lived with him in Algeria for, like, 9 months.
That's amazing.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, this is 90 Day Fiance the other way. My wife is watching that right now, so therefore I'm watching it.
Yes.
This sounds right like on. A pretty good arrangement because I bet he never gets on her nerves, right?
Oh, yeah. Never. Not at all.
That's
I might have to look into this, Crystal.
Until January 2nd. And then yeah.
Would that mean Jess, you'd moved to Algeria for 9 months?
Yeah,
I didn't say I was going to go for an Algerian, okay. But sure.
No. So will you save this as like a you're coming home now and here, now I have us planned for New Year's? Or are you going to tell him next time you talk to him?
I'm going to actually tell him next time I talk to him because the thing is, too, his birthday is December 29th. So it's like right after, too. It's like perfect. You guys have no idea. Like he's going to scream like a girl.
Please, you know what? Please get that on video and send it to us.
Yes.
Oh, you got it. I'll do it. You got it.
I would honestly, I would just strip naked and wrap yourself in a bow and strategically place the Maroon 5 tickets. And I think that's, you know what? That's all. That's the greatest present he'll ever get.
I'm saying I'm going to do it. And I'll definitely send you the video.
No, I mean, not that I'm not interested, but I shouldn't be. My wife's calling me right now. I got to go. All right. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right. Hang on 1 second. God, that was fun.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Her Algerian husband, who's having a birthday on December 29th and is coming to Las Vegas for... It's too much for me. My head's about to explode. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.